Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Fort Madison, Iowa seems like an unlikely place to find a Parisian artist at work. And when she lived and worked in Paris for more than 2 decades, far southeastern Iowa was definitely not on the radar of world-renowned pastel and charcoal artist Cecile Well. But she has fallen in love with Iowa, drawing inspiration and strength from the Mississippi River, and she is on the line with me now. Hello, Cecile.
Hello.
So let's go back in time a little bit. You've lived in Iowa for 10 years now. Before you came to Iowa, what did you know about the state?
Very little, actually. I was raised in the Middle East and stayed a long time in Paris and had no plan to come in USA. But I met my now ex-husband in France, and that's what took me to Iowa. And so it was totally new to me.
Right. Well, and so as you followed your husband to Iowa and you got your first impressions of the state and what it would be like to live here, what was your reaction?
Well, I was a little bit surprised to start with. You know, I arrived in Chicago. We drove 4 hours to Burlington, Iowa. And so right on the Mississippi River. And my first impression was, well, this is a flat land. And coming from France, where there is a lot of little villages and things like that, it was a totally different feeling of landscape and of the countryside. But I arrived in Burlington. I saw the Mississippi River. It's an old town with the charm of those towns on the river. So the second impression was beautiful.
Well, and I can imagine that just the space, the wide open spaces that you traveled through right there at
yes.
the beginning, that must have been a little overwhelming.
Yes, exactly. Actually, the landscape, what is interesting is that it's like a panoramic view all the time, which we don't have in France because there's lots of trees and things. So we can actually see, turn the head from the left to the right, and it's big lands. And that's a different, really a big difference with the landscapes in France.
I can imagine. I know even for me, traveling to the East Coast where there are so many trees, I feel a little
yes.
claustrophobic, but you must have felt the opposite, exposed.
Yes, yes, in a way, yes. But, you know, everything new we learn and we adapt, and I've learned to love it, actually.
Well, and as you mentioned, the person who you followed to Iowa is now your ex-husband, but you have fallen in love with the state of Iowa. What keeps you here?
So first, I developed wonderful friendships with people, and I've been a painter for the last 10 years here. I had a beautiful studio in the home where I lived, and now I have a big studio in Fort Madison, Iowa, which is also a town on the river, have a huge space, very beautiful space. And one of my main attraction is the river, is the Mississippi River. I go every day, I meditate on the river, I walk, I am a sculptor, a driftwood sculptor also because of the river, actually. So people, the river, and then my studio. This is a strong attachment that I have here.
Let's talk about your work. How long have you been working as a pastel and charcoal artist?
Yes. So I started by being a pastel artist and charcoal. I had a fantastic master that taught me this technique in France. His name was Alain Victor, and so I did portraits with him mainly for about 3 years. That was my training, That was about almost 15 years ago. So very fast, I got a lot of awards and recognition, and I got lots of portrait commissions and everything. And so I came here as a portrait artist. But it's been a long time also that I want to do much bigger paintings, more like a spiritual quest that I have and that I want to express. And so as soon as I had my big studio in Fort Madison, I could really develop another style with paintings that are multi-mediums. So totally different approach from what I was formerly trained to begin with.
Well, and we'll talk about some of the different projects that you're working on. But mm-hmm. I'm curious, what drew you to be a portrait artist? Where did that interest come from?
Well, it comes from deep in I love humanity. I love people. I think it's each one is unique, and each one has a soul and an essence that I'm trying to feel first and then try to put on the canvas. So I want to speak about humanity, and that's my main drive. So when I started to paint, I was painting wise men from the world, so old people, old men that would represent, let's say, wisdom. But as I was expressing myself more and more, I felt like, you know, everybody has a pure and a beautiful essence. So I painted when I was, I painted almost a portrait a day for a few years. So it was really, I was very, very productive. And now I'm totally into different things.
Looking at some of the artwork on your website, you have done portraits of a really diverse group of people. There are... You mentioned that you grew up in the Middle East, and I see many influences from the Middle East and from Africa. And I'm curious, though, many of the paintings that you've posted on your website, or the works of art that you've posted on your website, they don't necessarily carry the name of an individual, but something that that portrait represents to you. Are all of your portraits drawn from life, from people that you've encountered?
Not necessarily from life, but from photos that I took or friends that friends have taken. So it's always either somebody that I've seen or met. Sometimes it's from life, and sometimes from photos. It depends, because one thing that I like is the instant, the magic of the instant. And sometimes when you make somebody pose, you don't have the natural, you know, instant. So it's a total different approach when you make somebody pose in your studio, or when you capture with a camera a photo, an instant. And yes, I have to admit, sometimes some people don't know, because I was traveling either in North Africa or in different countries. So it's probably an instant that I capture. So I cannot always put a name on. I've been traveling, for example, to Arizona, and there was lots of little girls, and so I took photos. And so I don't know them, but I was right there.
As you create your portraits from these photographs, are you trying to recreate the photograph, or do you put something of yourself into that portrait as well?
I think there is both. There is the desire to do still some portraits that look like this magical instant that I captured, either from life or from photos. But also there is my feelings, because I think to feel is so important. And when I'm drawn to paint one specific portrait, it's because there is a special feeling. It could be purity, it could be beauty, it could be sadness, it could be deep emotions that can be from very sad, some bring tears that would be as wide range as tears of sadness to tears of bliss or joy.
You started a major project just a few years ago. This is your Nobel Peace Prize series. Now, the goal of the project is to create a portrait of every person who has received the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes. This is my ambition. I would like to paint all the Nobel Peace Prize winners since the beginning of the Nobel Society in 1901. It represents about 150, roughly around 150 portraits, which for me is a lifetime project because it takes me about a month to do one from the beginning. So the studies, I do 3 to 4 preliminary studies in pastel and charcoal before I do the painting. And then I do everything myself like the ancient masters. So I stretch, I prime with high glue, I put gesso. And so it's a long process to just get to the white canvas. And then to paint, the painting takes me about 2 to 3 weeks. So it's like a month to sometimes 5 weeks to do one. And so it's about 12 a year. But I'm a sculptor and I also have one or two other projects. So it's difficult to keep the pace of one per month.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge project as well, just thinking of that many paintings. What was the inspiration for this? Why did you decide you wanted to take that on?
Well, as long as I remember, when I was even a teenager, I was already drawing and doing portraits. And I already somehow in me had the desire to paint iconic figures like Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, people that really speaks about depth of love for humanity and peace and respect. And they all fought and gave their life for major inspirations that they have had to serve humanity. And so I paint in that spirit. I want to honor them. Some are controversial, you know, some are political men, and they have done either war or done things that are controversial. But nevertheless, they all dedicated a major part of their life to try to do to make a better world. Achieved, I don't know, we all do every day something, hopefully, that can make a better world, but they have dedicated really deeply their life for that. So that's to just honor them.
With these portraits, I mean, you talked about really the physical process, the doing the studies and you know, moving from the pastel to the painting and all of that. But what kind of research do you do about each individual before all of that?
Yes, it takes time too, of course. So we have this incredible tool that is internet, where there is, of course, a lot of information there. So I have to study and go to the library also, make studies of each of the characters that and the iconic figures that I paint. So I work, of course, with photos because half of them at least are not here anymore, and then it's difficult to approach to the famous people to make their portraits. So I work with documents that I find on internet, and I study their biography and everything, and then I'm able to somehow make a composition with sometimes I assemble 2 or 3 parts of you know, the head of one photo and the body of one. I make a composition, a complex composition, and then the background always speaks about of their achievement or symbolizes what they had done and why they had received the Nobel Peace Prize.
What is your vision for this project? You said it's a lifetime project, but when you complete all the portraits, what is your vision for how you want to share that with the public?
Well, I really intend, and I don't know how long it will take me, but to at a point have, let's say, 150 or 70 portraits and gather them in some place where I can put them all together and celebrate peace, make a major event that will talk about peace in the world, which we all need. Peace, I think, peace starts within ourselves. And I think that every human being aspires to that peace. Now, unfortunately, we're influenced either by the location where we live, the society where we live, the political ground where we grew up, and all those things that shapes us to believe that the other is not is different from us. But if we go back to the essence of who we are as human beings, I think we're absolutely all the same. We all aspire to love, beauty, peace, That's why I want to continue this project.
Let's talk a little bit about one of your other projects that has led you in a different direction. As you mentioned, having your studio in Fort Madison and all of that space has given you the opportunity to work on bigger projects, multimedia projects. And one of them is a project called God's Feet. And you're working with very large canvases here. Can you describe to me what you're doing?
Yes. Well, when I got the studio in Fort Madison, that's the first thing I started there, because it had been a long time that I wanted to do this big. So 10 feet by 14 feet are the biggest that I have, quite large. Again, it's a major process to make it happen physically. So build the stretchers, stretch the canvas, that takes a major effort. But this collection, I call it God's Feet Project. And that's something very personal to me. I know, again, when we speak about God, there is a notion of religions, which I don't really include. It's actually unpersonified God, like an essence or an energy of love, something abstract. But when I say feet, so it's like something spiritual that I experience myself, being at God's feet, this God that it has no image. And I personally go there often. So I wanted to put at God's feet my inspiration in those big paintings. And I started by the four elements. So I started by God's feet one, earth, God's feet two, water, etc. And so I got about 12 God's feet in my studio, including two big sculptures. And it's a very fun process because I glue little elements on the canvas. I paint a lot of things. So it takes me about 2 months almost to do one. It's a very playful expression. So this is something I love to do.
Well, obviously you dream on a grand scale and are producing really beautiful work. Cecile, well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much, Charity, for inviting me.
Cecile Well is a portrait artist. She's also a sculptor, painter, who lives in Fort Madison, Iowa. She spent more than 2 decades living and working in Paris, but for the last 10 years, she's been in Iowa, and she takes a great deal of inspiration and strength from the Mississippi River. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Emily Woodbury, Caitlin Harrop, and Dennis Reese. You can get in touch with us anytime, and you never have to miss a show. Please subscribe to our podcast anywhere you find your podcasts. Search for Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbie.